What do you feel is proper restitution for an affair? Obviously, this is something that is not simply cut and dry like repayment of theft might be. I've repented my past actions, shown extreme remorse, have completed hope for healing, and have my action plan in place. I acknowledge my weakness daily in prayer and ask God's help and protection. I try my best to act out of love for my husband, even when it is not easy. I'm doing all I can to show my husband I'm safe, and I realize it will take time for trust to be rebuilt. I also acknowledge to him how grateful I am that he didn't walk away from me in our marriage, as well as the huge personal sacrifice he's making for my choices. He just informed me that I'm failing miserably at restitution, and all the things I put into place do not count because they should have been in my life all along. I know I need to make things up to him, but I don't know what else I can do. Is there something I'm missing? I'm not sure that I can tell you something you're missing. You know, not only is there restitution, but there's also reform. And it sounds like you've done a good job at trying to change how you're living your life, allowing your husband time. You know, I think is an important piece. Being consistent in what you do, taking care of yourself. But I don't know how you can ultimately make restitution in a sense of, are you willing to take responsibility? Yes. Are you willing to, have you seen what you did? You recognized it? Yes. Are you taking responsibility? Yes. Those are all things that are about restitution. Making reform is about restitution. In 12-step work, we talk about living amends. It's where that amend is just something you live out, where you support that other person and you're faithful to that other person. Those are ways you make restitution. Forgiveness, though, also is a piece of this. You can never, I think, make up fully for what this must have cost him. And that's why forgiveness ultimately comes into play. If we could pay it back, then potentially we could actually make restitution, but this is such a huge betrayal. I don't know how else you make restitution. If he somehow feels that you need to pay for what's happened, that would be justice. That wouldn't be restitution. I think just doing what you need to do to be healthy and loving him as you know to love him, the work you've done, it sounds like all of those things are right steps. The one question that I would ask, you put in here, he just informed me I'm failing miserably at restitution, and all the things I put into place don't count because he should have been there all along. Part of me wonders if he's flooding at that point, because sometimes people say things in a moment of pain that aren't actually how they really feel. And I guess I would want to know, is that just a moment because he was triggered? Does he really believe that? And is this something new? Because if it's something he doesn't normally tell you, then my sense would be he was having a bad moment and said something in pain. But I'm not sure. I don't know if the two of you have done EMSO, the Emergency Marital Seminar online, but if he's really struggling, maybe being around other people where he can see how you're doing and understand more about the process would be helpful in terms of his getting his mind around it. And that would be the only other thing that I would know to suggest is doing something like EMSO and seeing if he could gain perspective from that, or potentially, even if he did Harboring Hope for Men, I think he would be able to understand his journey, because you can't ultimately do his work for him. It's got to be his work. You can encourage him, and you can take care of yourself and do what you need to do, but You're doing the things I would recommend you do. And I'm sorry you're in this place. I just hope that he will consider doing something different so the two of you can move forward. I just wish you the best as you go through this.